This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Anticipating rolling right into the next hour here. Again, keeping it live. You heard during the break how now they have put the Haitians, friends, that are over here in the United States of America illegally into the position of the victims. And then what do you hear? You hear disgraceful, treasonous Joe Biden, who's allowed to occupy the People's White House. I swear I'm going to punish every one of them for what they've done. It's a dangerous game, folks. It's a dangerous game. He's heaping what? Condemnation onto himself. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. Nobody believes the devil. John 8:44. He's disgraceful. He's dishonorable. And notice, friends, at the same time, and this is what I want to show you if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. The White House is telling you that these Haitians are being removed. But what we're finding out, according to Liberty One News, and there's a whole bunch of these resources right now that are going in the same direction, telling the American people that these are all lies. But in fact, tens of thousands of Haitian aliens are being released, illegals, let's call them for what they are being released into the United States of America. They're stacking the cards against you, Americans. That's what this is. They're stacking the cards against you. Okay? So, well, Joe Biden, again, is doing what he's told to do because the teleprompter told him to do so. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, dopey Joe. But the fact of the matter is, what is he doing? He's lying. This is distraction. Did you pay attention during the break, friends, that there's more of these vaccine passports going on? Like I said earlier, talking about how more people need to be vaccinated, and they keep talking out of both sides of their mouth, and they keep talking about how not enough people have been vaccinated. And then the next commercial you hear about how over 200 million people have been vaccinated mysteriously. Baloney. Then they tell you again, oh, not enough people have been vaccinated. Of course not. They want you to believe everybody's going along with it. No, they are not. Listen to me the first time. No, they are not. If that was the case, do you think old disgraceful Joe would have said in his stupidity, friends, as he hides behind his cowards that dictate his every move, his handlers, that, you know what, he's running out of patience with the unvaccinated. Well, what is it? Either enough people have been vaccinated or they haven't. Which one is it? It matters not, friends. You know you're being lied to. Did you also notice during the same break, friends, they were talking about your government at the same time about how people need to be vaccinated and how you have to have a vaccine passport? Did you notice how they're disputing as to whether a baby is allowed to be murdered in the womb in this country? By the way, it's never been law, just for the record. And it's your government that has sanctioned the murder of over 60 million babies that are telling you that they're looking out for you and you need to be vaccinated. Boy, oh boy, can you make up what's going on in this country, friends? And don't talk about how you're confused. No, it's plain. I've explained it 100 times from the law of God to make clear as to who the criminals are and who's responsible for what's going on. Go to Daniel 9:27. You'll understand. Confusion of faith belongs to those that have refused to listen to the Lord. Period. Okay? What is it? Hey, folks, listen. Isaiah 59. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. Neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear. He hears, he sees. But your lawless deeds, your iniquities have separated between you and your God. Your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear you. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with lawlessness. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue hath muttered perverseness. Yes, it has. What does verse 4 tell us, Isaiah 59? What does it tell us? None calleth for justice. O Lord, here we are calling for justice. Nor any plead for truth. Lord, here we are. Faithful witnesses delivering souls by holding to your word. Pleading for the truth. The people, they trust in vanity. They speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. If it's not true, then why are you still allowing the mainstream media to set the narrative? They hatch cockatrice eggs and weave the spider's web. Yes, they do. It's only temporary. And by the way, all of those that are responsible for hatching the cockatrice eggs and weaving the spider's web, rest assured it's a matter of time before you're caught into it. I don't care who you are, who you think you are not above the governor of all nations. Rest assured. Rest assured. Their webs shall not become garments. The Lord said, I'm going to take them down before they do. Neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Nope, they never will. They can't. Because there's nothing covered that shall not be hidden. There's nothing covered. Nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Nothing. Okay? He goes on, their works are works of iniquity and the act of violence is in their hands. Is that what we're talking about right now? Yep. Their feet run to evil, don't they? Yep. And they make haste to shed innocent blood. We just highlighted that. Their thoughts are thought of lawlessness. Wasting and destruction are in their past. Yep. And they're going to be held accountable for every idle word and every idle thought. And it's for the church to hold them accountable today to move the judgment day forward. And verse 8 tells us the way of peace they know not, and there is no judgments that guards our liberties in their goings. They have made them crooked paths, and whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Shut off the TV. Shut off the mainstream media. And all of that will go away. Be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. James 2:14 through 26. And that will all go away. It's happening all over the United States of America. Believe me. Got the hat, have the t-shirt. Speaking of which, I wanted to highlight this for you as well. Just doing a little thinking for you as I see things transpiring across the United States of America. Look what they're trying to sell the American people. Over in Michigan, somehow or another, the Dems, the unconstitutional Democrats and the unconstitutional Republicans and the unconstitutional 99 other unconstitutional party affiliates, they want you to believe that the Democrats are now scrambling after new numbers show Michigan flipping to red. Can I ask you something, folks? How many times do you need to stand on the board of stupid while these people continuously play games with your freedoms? Well, it's flipping red now, which means the good people in Michigan are now taking control. I don't think they've ever lost control in the sense of at least doing the right thing. They've just given it over to a small portion of the people to go ahead and destroy at will by using the mainstream media to deceive them into believing that there's nothing that they can do about it. Hey, folks, Dems scramble after new numbers show Michiganites flipping to red. Nope, they've never not flipped. You've got to get out of these games. You've got to get out of this two-party system. Because it's all a deceptive narrative, right? I just heard the other day, as a matter of fact, during the propaganda outlets, what they call the news reels, I noticed they were talking about how the numbers are going to be there for the Republicans now, right, in the House. And the Democrats are making a big mistake. Folks, how many times have we heard this over the last 20 years, 30 years, 40 years before we finally get it? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm moving up. I'm moving up. 1-866-582-9933. By the way, GCN guys, you guys were fantastic over the last week and a half, just kind of helping us out with the Comrax being down, or should I say the Comrax stack when it was down. Thank you for being there and picking it up and playing the guys down there for us, because we totally appreciated it. And when you're on the road, it's a lot harder because you only have one computer in front of you. I have three screens in front of me right now, so it's a lot easier to control, and it looks a lot more professional. And for all those that are first joining us today, I also want to say this too. You know, for you that think that, well, we're on national radio and we're doing this, that, and the other thing, and, you know, you should be just up right next to the likes of Fox News and all these other people as far as the income. No, we're not here. We're not here serving sponsors. We're here serving you, and there's a big difference. So do consider supporting us. Go over to the store on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and you'll find a plethora of things over there. Also consider becoming a son or a daughter of liberty on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, if you want to call in, please do. I want to get to the topics because this one really matters to me. And the reason I say that is because you see so much of this hypocrisy coming from people that are in Hollywood. And what we're talking about is Hollywood's demoralizer speaking on the behalf of God. Okay? I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you. Isn't it interesting when issues go down in America, they go to the corrupt politicians, they go to the corrupt preachers of the day, the hirelings, John 10:12. They go to the actresses and actresses, I'm sorry, actresses and actors that are demoralized, reprobates, Romans 1:24, as to suggest that they need to give us the answers to get out of the position that they themselves put us in. You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah, I see it all day long, and it's pathetic. I'm embarrassed for these people. One such person just happens to be that of Denzel Washington. And this guy's something else, man. I mean, boy, well, Bradley, are you trying to put his light out and make yours a little bit brighter? Not at all. No, not at all. He's done this all on his own. The man is a full-blown hypocrite, to say the least. To say the least. Is this the guy that teaches you to kill? Yeah, that's right. It's the sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill, Exodus 20. Isn't this the guy that teaches people how to commit adultery? 1 Corinthians 6:9 tells us no adulterer shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Isn't this the guy, as an actor, which, by the way, in the 1800s, they called it the act of sinners to act. It's a sin, they said. 1 John 3:4. Isn't this the guy that teaches people how to fornicate? Yeah. 1 Corinthians 6:9, same thing. Fornicator, sex before marriage, they shall not inherit into the kingdom of heaven. Doesn't the Bible tell us in Ephesians, I'm going over there right now for you because I want you to see what the Word of God has to say about it. And I'm going over to Ephesians 4:29. Isn't it interesting how the Bible tells us that we are to let no corrupt communication proceed out of our mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearer? Yeah. Isn't it amazing the words that come out of that guy's mouth? How many times he has to curse God? And yet he's got the ear of the people on the planet to speak on the behalf of God. Right? Well, that's pretty hypocritical. Not on his part, but on your part. Right? You know, one of the things that I catch all the time. When I do an event, all week long last week, I did five of them. How many are Christians? Everybody raises their hands, even if I'm at a tea party. Folks, I could go into a satanic temple and ask them how many are Christians, and they'd all raise their hand. Because most people don't even know the difference, because they don't know his doctrine, John 7:17. How many times I get people that are leading up events, calling themselves Christians, standing up in front of the people, telling them how they're supposed to live their lives. And then you get over to them, and they walk up to you and have a conversation with you. And then what comes out of their mouth? Filth. Swearing here and swearing there, expletive here, an expletive there, an expletive everywhere. But somehow, they've convinced themselves that it's acceptable with God. Really, the Bible says in James 1:26 that if any man among you seem to be a Christian, religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, that man or woman's religion is in vain. I have never seen so many hypocrites in all of my life. That's all you got to do is walk into the church. That's where you're going to find the devils, the snakes, the hypocrites. Read Scripture. You'll know what I'm talking about. It's the same thing with politicians. They sit there and they have the audacity to create everything that works against God's moral law in transgressing it, 1 John 3:4. And yet when something goes south in the country, they put the cameras right up on these reprobates and they tell us on the behalf of God what it is that we need to hear. Why are people confused? You know, it's funny, if there's one thing that I talk about, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. If there's one thing that I know that offends people that I know, that want to somehow or another give themselves a false covering before God to suggest that it's okay to talk in such a fashion, I'm here to tell you what the Word of God says. And the message is repent for your compromises, because that's the very thing that's going to drag you into hell. The very thing that you look over or overlook. But how many people that call themselves my friends that talk in such a fashion? Not a one of you. My family will tell you the same thing. I'm offended when people talk in such a fashion. When I was in the rock and roll world, my favorite word was the F word. Everything I said had to have the F word in it. When I got saved, when I went through the breaking process, the sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart. Oh God, thou wilt not despise. Psalm 51, verse 17, 34, 18 Psalm. Go to Isaiah 66, verse 2. When the Lord broke me down to nothing, until a man becomes nothing, God will create nothing out of him. Folks, it was almost instantaneously, John 3:3, being born again of the Spirit and of the water, where I just, one day, I had no desire to talk that way. And if I heard people talking that way, I was totally offended by it. Why? Because I was born of the Spirit of God. And he was working repentance in me and out of me. 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. I can't stand it. There's no reason people have to talk that way. Especially when they have to use the word GD it. Now, one of those guys going back again is that of Denzel Washington. He's the biggest hypocrite on the planet, at least one of them. He claims to be God's man. He talks about the word of prophecy that was given unto him. Yep, but the Bible also says you're supposed to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That doesn't belong to the Holy Ghost. That belongs to you and the Holy Ghost, and you're responding to the Holy Ghost. Okay? But man, this guy does everything. He promotes the thug life, the drug life, the fornication, as I said, the adultery, the murder. Oh my goodness. And yet again, friends, somehow or another, when Denzel Washington speaks or another one of these demoralizers of the faith speak, we're supposed to give heed. We're supposed to pay careful attention to these hypocrites. Oh, I do. I totally do listen. And it's my job to expose them for who they are. And that's what we're doing here on the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Bradley, are you perfect? Nope. But guess what, friends? I'm not the standard. And I do want to say this. I am being perfected by the grace of God. That's what grace does. That's what grace does, folks. Look at this. Denzel Washington advises crowd at Christian events. Oh my gosh, I'm embarrassed for you, you hypocrites. Denzel Washington, the one that promotes what God condemns on a plethora of fronts, tells the Christians at an event to stay on your knees. Which, to me, he's saying that we need to repent. I think it first starts with you, because the Bible says the law of truth is supposed to be in your mouth, Malachi 2:6. Stay on your knees, says strength and leadership are a part of the role for men. Really, folks? Have we become so desensitized when it comes to our understanding of the Word of God that we're so biblically illiterate that we're just going to go ahead and strain at the gnat and swallow the likes of a Denzel Washington and taking his advice? Whoa! Whoa! Anybody else embarrassed for these kind of people? Because I am. Oh, I'd love to get old Danny on the radio with us here. That'll never happen. Bradley knows too much of the Word of God. That's the problem, in fact. Well, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. President Biden called Border Patrol agents that used horses and reins to corral migrants near the U.S.-Mexico border are an embarrassment and will pay for their actions. Biden took responsibility for the chaos at the border, but added,
to see people treated like they did, horses barely running them over, people being strapped, It's outrageous. I promise you, those people will pay. They will be, there's an investigation underway now, and there will be consequences.
The White House pressed automakers, chip companies, and others on Thursday to provide information on the ongoing semiconductor crisis that has forced cuts in U.S. auto production and to take the lead in helping solve it. Participants in Thursday's meeting, which followed meetings in April and May, included Detroit's Big Three automakers. This is USA Radio News. The legacy media seems to be paying attention to the border crisis now that systemic racism is alleged to be an issue. Patrice Onwuka, director of the Center for Economic Opportunity at the Independent Women's Forum, joined John Bachman Now on Newsmax to discuss the border crisis in light of White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki's denial of an open border.
They cannot get this border under control. And the legacy media is only now caring because there seems to be a narrative that black people somehow are being targeted and that this is akin to slave patrols back in the 1700s and 1800s.
Since President Joe Biden took office, he and some congressional Democrats have pushed strongly for the creation of a New Deal-style initiative, the Civilian Climate Corps. On Friday, congressional Democrats unveiled text from the more than 2,000-page reconciliation bill. Among its many appropriations, the new CCC will receive a substantial appropriation. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
I'm going to get right back to this concerning Denzel Washington, the demoralizers of the faith, being the keynote speakers at Christian events. Gosh, you really can't. Folks, these are distractors. These are the hypocrites that Jesus told us to beware of. And the writing is right there, folks, on the wall, all over them. The fruit hangs, the corrupt fruit hangs from the branches of their hypocrisy, Matthew 7:16. I just want to pause for a moment. You heard during the break, folks. Joe Biden's going to go after all those people. I was highlighting this the break before that. He's going to go after all of those that have been treating those Haitians wrongfully. Now, what's happening, friends, is Joe Biden's criminal administration's being exposed for not transporting them out, but importing them in. That's all this is distraction. They're trying to get rid of all eyes off of them onto some political hack concerning their opposition as the problem. There probably isn't even anybody out there that they have their finger on. It's all created to distract you from Joe Biden and his criminal administration. Did you notice, this is one thing I wanted to say about that, and I should have during the first one, but I caught it the second time. Why does justice always apply to everybody but them? Should I say it again? Why does justice always apply to everybody but the corrupt? Curious. How is it that the American people would allow them to embolden themselves in such a fashion? Why does justice always apply to everybody but them? I'll say it one more time. Why does justice always apply to everybody but the guilty party in Washington, D.C. or on the state level? Notice how it's always everybody else except themselves. That's how you keep this vicious circle going, friends. You got to cut it off right at the head. That's how you kill a snake. Go right for the head. Okay? I'm going back to this now. Interestingly enough, we have Ben Shapiro's outlet, The Daily Wire. You know, the guy that I told you, you know, he gets all this preferential service and treatment by the federal government. Why? Because he's not a threat to the government. Ben likes, he's an antichrist, by the way. He feeds on the Talmud. And he equated Jesus Christ, Ben did, he equated Jesus Christ to a common criminal. For those that didn't know, I played these audios and videos in the past so you can understand what you're dealing with. And everything that he runs off of, friends, is not a threat to the establishment that he claims to have a problem with. Everything runs off another fundraiser. And if you want to be a part of his website, then you're going to have to pay for it. He's worth $25 million. Candace Owens, the same thing. I did a whole show on this about 2 weeks ago. They're all appointed, controlled opposition, in spite of if they know it or not. Okay, 1 Kings 13:33. Let's go back to this. Denzel Washington advises crowd at Christian event to stay on your knees, says strength and leadership is a part of God's role for men. I'm not making it up. I'm not making it up. Here, go ahead and look on his some of his movies. Right? Man on Fire, Fences, where he's busted cheating on his wife, American Gangster, Bad Cop, and other movies, Eli, Deja Vu, you know, Fornication, Adultery. No, Denzel, man, he's a voice piece for the American people, isn't he? No, he's not. He's a hypocrite from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, going around telling everybody how they're supposed to live their life. Bradley, you're judging. Yep, I am. But I'm not judging according to my word. I'm judging according to the word of God. I'm giving you the judge's word, is what I'm doing. Okay? Just wanted to make clear, again, we're all on the same page here. What I want to do is I want to show you how what you have been led to believe are celebrities, how they are the real legislators, okay? I did this video some time ago, and it's great, educational. If you want to check it out, it's on Rumble as well, Sons of Liberty Radio Live. There's educational videos, a couple hundred of them, and we put one up every month, and it applies to whatever issue we may be dealing with, and bringing about the resolve, which the Word of God brings every single time, and or constitutionally. Okay, so what I want to do is I want to go ahead and show this to you, and I want you to hear this. The narrative will be there. You'll hear the audio just as clear as you will see the video. And it shows you, again, that the celebrities are the real legislators of Hollywood, and it shows you how the corrupt politicians hide behind these individuals to change law. Okay, so let's go ahead and check this out, and enjoy. Socrates said, "Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people." We can see in America today that America has upped the ante on tempting a just and a holy God by attempting to advocate what God has called, not sin, my friends, but an abomination through homosexual marriage on television.
You know, nothing makes God happier than when two people, any two people, come together in love. Friends.
If it's not the homosexuals trying to convince the American people that everyone is so happy and accepting of their abominable life choices, Deuteronomy 30:19, because you got to remember sin is moral, not physical, well, then it's Kate Perry, the self-proclaimed little Christian, being burned at the cross. By the way, this is what they do to heretics. Gotta wonder what her daddy, the preacher, is thinking right now. We also seen the little hypocrite Beyonce, another self-professed Christian, showing the world what she has got. And of course, she did it all without shame. Friends, you do need to know that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. And do remember that Jesus said that many would come in my name and shall deceive many. The answer to their delusions is, take heed unto yourselves. Be smart, friends. Be wise. Be not deceived. We also see Madonna, you know, the material girl who seems to be willing to do anything to grab a little attention. Well, she was also recently dressed up like a witch with gold teeth. Pretty weird. Why all of these immoralities, my friends? It is as if someone is trying to push a message through these musicians, is it not? Does it not strike you that these debased individuals are promoting what the government is attempting to pass through new legislation? To say things are getting a little weird is to underestimate the capabilities of man's fallen nature, and what we see is them that are willing to fall down to the enemy of their souls, worship him, and that with a whore's forehead. Matthew 4:9. Friends, there's nothing new under the sun. These are the last stages to a civilization that is about ready to fall under major judgment. Read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. As John Adams, the second president, rightly said, decadence follows luxury. And decadence defined means a show of low morals and a great love of pleasure, money, and or fame. So here's my point to all of this debasedness. Does it not strike you that they, the supposed musicians here, do that which is illegal and unlawful on stage only to promote the next agenda that this government attempts to pass as new legislation? For example, gun control measures, marijuana use, homosexual marriage, underage drinking, Satanism, evolution, fornication, and the such. I have to ask, who's doing the legislating? The musicians or the government? It is as if someone behind the scenes is pushing all of this, and I'm not being facetious, this is exactly what they are attempting to do. Push unlawful legislation on the people. Listen to what Bob Pittman, the co-founder of MTV, which has become one of the most profitable and influential television networks of all time, he stated, "The strongest appeal you can make is emotionally. If you can get their emotions going, you got them. At MTV, we don't shoot for the 14-year-olds. We own them."
A poor player.
What about recording artist Marilyn Manson? He said, "I don't know if anyone has really understood what we're trying to do here. To lure people in, he said, once we got them, we can give them our message." Or what of guitarist Tom Morello of Audioslave? He said on Rage TV, "We are able to seduce some people in by the music who then are exposed to a different political message." Or take a look at a neurologist, Dr. Richard Pellegrino, as he was quoted insane in January 23rd of 1999, taken from a brain guy. In 25 years of working with the brain, I still can't affect a person's state of mind the way that one simple song can. So again, friends, I ask you, when Socrates said, "Let me write the music of a nation, I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control the people," was he right? Yes, he was. And that with the help of fools that help destroy civilizations. And there we have it. So that's one of the videos, audios, in the hundreds that we have available to educate people. People ask us for resources all the time. Well, we have that on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Matter of fact, if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side, you'll find it. It's called Equipping the Saints. It's called Equipping the Saints. Over 5 hours of documentation that was, by the way, what we did in high schools all across the country. Over 7 hours that was broadcasted nationally for over 42 weeks. That's available on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Okay, we're talking about the demoralized somehow or another being put up as the standard. Hey, folks, that is Satan himself. See, he was cast down from heaven. He wants everybody to think that he's the answer man, when in fact he's not. He's the defeated foe. If you want the answer man, his name is Jesus Christ. Learn it now. Right? John 14:6. "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing, and I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt. Definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to highlight this really quick, too, before the end of the show, because what we're talking about is how the demoralized somehow or another are being put up as the answer men and answer women. Denzel Washington being one of them. I've highlighted his hypocrisies every step of the way. I want you to listen to what he said. He said, "Stay on your knees, watch me, but listen to God." This is what Denzel Washington said, the arrogance. He said, "Watch me, but listen to God." He said, "I hope that the words in my mouth and the meditation of my heart are pleasing in the sight of God, but I'm human. I didn't know that we were to look to ourselves." Galatians 2:20 tells us what? "I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live, I live in the faith of the Son of God, by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." I didn't know that I was the standard. I'm not the standard. Neither is Denzel Washington. Jesus Christ is the standard. And right away, herein comes the false grace, being used as occasion for the flesh, which is going to bring you to hell. Literally. Galatians 5:13. Read it when you get a moment. We're not supposed to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Remember, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Where's the grace, Denzel? I'm over in Romans 5 there. Where's the grace? This is what he said. I want you to listen to him in his confusion again. This is Denzel Washington. "Watch me, but listen to God." Really? Watch you fornicate, watch you commit adultery, watch you use drugs, watch you murder, watch you play the bad cop, watch you do everything in so many different ways as to the Lord and what it is that he condemns, and we're supposed to watch him, he said. But then he said, listen to God. I am listening to God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that listening to the Spirit of God tells me what not to watch and what not to pay attention to. Or in fact, maybe even so. Denzel wants you to know that he's human and he makes mistakes. We all do. We all do. But we are being perfected. We're being created in the image and likeness of Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in Romans 12:2. What does it say, folks? Come on, Christians. It says we're not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds by the word of God. Is that what this guy is doing? Absolutely not. He's conveying the message of hell to the people on this earth. But he still wants to go to heaven, and he still wants you to believe that he's heaven-bound. And just keep your eyes on old Denzel. Nope, don't keep your eyes on Denzel. He said, I hope that the words in my mouth and the meditation of my heart are pleasing in the sight of God. Well, he's talking about prayer, is he not? Yep, he is. Did you know that the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28, verse 9, he that turneth away his ear from hearing God's moral law, that even his prayer is an abomination? Boy, I bet most people didn't know that. Nope. Hey, Jesus said straight and narrow and difficult is the way. He didn't say wide and broad, folks. Right? We're to strive to enter in the kingdom of heaven. And those that understand it, Matthew 11:12 comes to my aid, where the violent take it by force. They break into heaven because they need to come to the throne of grace in the time of need. And one more thing, Colossians 3:1 comes to my aid when it says that our affections are set on Christ, where he sitteth at the right hand of our Father. Not on the earth. Not on the earth. Oh, can I bring this up really quick, please? You know the individual that I was talking about earlier in Michigan? He had brought up about what kingdom am I talking about that needs to reign here on the earth? Oh, my goodness, have you folks been in doctrine? If you would shut off these heretics and read the Word of God and let the Holy Ghost teach you, he will. He promises to do so, my friends. He just got into it, not even 5 seconds into it. He asked this publicly. And the Holy Ghost just quickened me right away. Our Father, who art in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. That's the kingdom I'm talking about. His will being done on this earth as it is in heaven. Period. What do you mean, what kingdom am I talking about? Which one does the Word talk about? Let's go back to old Denzel Washington, the greatest hypocrite in Hollywood, right? He goes to not an evangelical church, a Pentecostal church. You know what Pentecost, folks, the giving of the day of Pentecost in the book of Acts? You all know what that is, right? That's the giving of God's moral law on Mount Sinai. And keep in mind, right in the book of Acts 1 and 2, it talks about the Holy Ghost giving commandments, not suggestions. Oh my goodness. Wow! That just kicks up against everything the American people have heard from the hirelings in America today, isn't it? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Denzel said he was just human. He said, I'm just like you. No, I'm not just like you. We're supposed to grow up in the image and the likeness of our big brother, Jesus Christ. We're supposed to grow up in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:18. You are not the standard, and no, I'm not just like you. He said, what I have will not keep me on this earth for one more day. You're right. The Bible says that no man is able to save his own soul. The Bible does say that life is but a vapor. Right? He said, if you want to talk to someone, talk to the one that can do something about it. Constantly develop these habits, he said. Oh, I mean, you want to hear some more hypocrisy just run down the mouth of this hypocrite? The 66-year-old challenged the young people present to resist the selfishness of our present age. What does his movies promote but just that? He is in Orlando, Florida, telling the people in the church as to how they're supposed to live their Christian lives, as he does everything in promoting the opposite. Follow me as I follow Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1. That's what Paul said. Wow. He said in 1 Corinthians 9:27 that I'd consider myself a castaway if I didn't practice what I preached. The Bible tells us in Romans 7, he didn't give himself over to his sin. He cried out against it and asked for more grace to overcome, that he might be in the likeness, in the image of Jesus Christ. You know, I want you to hear this. What's happening here, friends? This is idolatry. It's the oldest sin in the book, one of them. Okay? When you go over to that of 1 Corinthians 10, and I don't know exactly what I'm... You know what? I'm just going to hold off on that one right now. I just want people to see this for themselves, and I want you to pay attention to how the politicians, the celebrities, as they're called, to bow down to Satan. And Satan said, I'll give you all of this if you only do my biddings. Well, that's exactly what these people are doing. And yet many of them think, hey, by the way, Miley Cyrus, one of the most staunchy little whores on the planet, she calls herself a Christian, Christina Aguilera. There's so many of them that call themselves Christians, and yet what is the fruit that they bear? What's the fruit that they bear? The same as Denzel Washington. The same as corrupt politicians. Folks, you even heard just a couple weeks ago about how a priest, a Catholic priest, denounced Pelosi and that of Joe Biden. Hey, folks, Joe Biden, Trader Joe, wants you to believe that he's a Christian. And because most people, what do they say? Well, you know, who are we to judge? You're supposed to be a fruit inspector, dog. You're supposed to be a fruit inspector. You know, back in the 1800s, if you wanted to be a part of the church, did you know that you had to be proven? The Bible says prove all things, and to those that you labor among. Did you know that you had to be proven 1 to 3 years before you could be a part of the Christian church? Now you see on their signs, all welcome. Yeah, all are welcome. Leave as you are changed. Come back as you grow in grace. Because if not, you're not welcome in our church. Period. Because I'm not going to subject myself or my family to your compromises. Folks, love you by what I do, honestly. Love shooting from the hip. If you want to go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, please do. If you want to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, please do go to the store. Consider supporting us and keeping us out there. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com. Those guys have done many high fives to this ministry. My friend Michael Roach over there. Love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in one day in 23 hours. See ya.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.